My grandfather, he owned a kosher deli in Brooklyn. Growing up, my mom used to tell me how he'd bring home leftover pastrami. She also described how hard it was, the business, not the pastrami. He used to say, "Owning your own business is great. You can work any 24 hours you want." I've been a consultant for 20 years, and I think about that quote sometimes because there's always something else that needs to be done. 20 years ago, when I first went out on my own, that never-ending to-do list was mostly the burden of entrepreneurs. It was a trade-off, and as a consultant, I had control over my work life. It was also the devil's bargain made by a few early employees and founders of startups. Work 12 to 14 hours a day, including Saturdays, and you get a big payout if the company gets acquired, or even better, IPO. But that mentality, the one that says work more and you will be rewarded, has seeped into all tech and most white-collar knowledge work. But now the reward isn't a big payday. It's just what's expected. And for the past decade plus, the message has essentially been do more or you're out. And here comes AI to raise those table stakes once again. I'm Josh Levine, an executive advisor helping teams learn to use AI together, not so they can do more of the old stuff, but so they can learn how to do new kinds of work, solve new problems, and imagine new ways of working. I've spent the last 20 years paying attention to how work actually works, technology, culture, incentives, and the stories we tell ourselves about capitalism. This is the audio version of my Substack, which you should go and subscribe to, joshlevine.substack.com, working out in real time how AI is changing how we look for and do work, and maybe eventually what to do about it. This is the Job Shit Show. This week's question: will we ever be able to stop work maxing? Tech leaders and white-collar workers see AI as the next big step change in output. And I'm not arguing against using AI, far from it. In fact, I just hit play on an automation that runs the entire booking and onboarding process for my podcast guests. We might be getting faster at creating work, but what I don't see is a decrease in burnout and stress. And it's because we're still chasing robots. As a society, we've fetishized productivity, chasing extreme efficiency and racing to outwork everyone else. This trend has evolved from being the tactics of only the most obsessed founders to the goal of almost every knowledge worker. Since long before AI, the ideal has been to be more like bots. Dude, you're a machine. If you've ever said that or heard it from somebody, you know exactly what I mean. But I'm calling bullshit. We're humans, not machines. Forgetting what you were switching tabs to do because another email distracted you. Well, that's not a discipline problem. And that tightness in your chest, reading at 11 p.m., that email that you've already responded to, that's not a productivity problem. These are symptoms. This is your body responding to something it physically can no longer do. We don't get more hours, and we don't get to not sleep. We don't stop being tired or hungry or worried about our kids. A machine doesn't have any of that. So when we expect, or our peers expect, or our boss expects us to be able to keep pace with a bot, ta-da! Anxiety and exhaustion on a silver platter. These signals are your biology telling you we've hit the ceiling, and no amount of hustle culture is going to raise it again. In 2025, Microsoft produced a work trend index and a follow-up piece called Breaking Down the Infinite Workday. In it, researchers found that among other troubling data, M365 users send an average of 58 messages outside of the 9 to 5, and that meetings after 8 p.m. are up 16% year over year. And from the qualitative survey, they found that 53% of leaders are saying productivity must rise, but but 80% of the workforce report lacking the time or energy to do their work. I'll add some qualitative data of my own. I was on a call recently with some mid-career fractional executives. We were discussing the role of AI in our work. The overwhelming sentiment on the call was summed up this way. Quote, "I don't want to do things faster so I can do more. I'm 53 and I am tired." The more emails you answer, the more emails you get. The unspoken truth about AI is that when it comes to speeding up work, the competitive advantage is only temporary. Eventually, everyone will catch up, and we'll all be back at the same relative place on the playing field. And all workers get is more anxious and burnt out. Even if it feels like it, your inability to get to the bottom of your to-do list isn't a personal failure. This is the system. It's a false belief that working more equals doing better. I'm sure that each of us can find a corner to eke out another percent or two of productivity, but at what cost? In our very human way, the most ambitious among us attempt to keep up with the Joneses at work. Only now, what we perceive as human productivity isn't. As a business owner and an American knowledge worker, I've been trying to keep up on my to-do list for decades. With my anxiety driving the bus, I'm not sure that goal was ever achievable. But now the infinite workday has come for us all, and AI has finally revealed that the task of keeping up is impossible. There is no version of this in which a human outpaces a machine. That was true before AI showed up to make it official. I built a bot that books and onboards my own podcast guests. It's faster, but I'm not any less tired. My grandfather's joke was that you could work any 24 hours you wanted. Now that we can, I don't think it means that we should. AI will help you work faster. What it won't do is help you work less. The Job Shit Show is brought to you by me and my company, Great Mondays, a change consultancy helping leaders of private companies elevate how their teams operate in an AI-driven world. Learn more about my work at greatmondays.com. Subscribe to the Job Shit Show on Substack. And if this episode was helpful in any way, send it to a friend. And if you're really into it, go on to Apple Podcasts and rate and review or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It really helps other people find the show. The Shit Show continues next week. Talk to you then.